Well, I was going one way this afternoon, and God said go this way, and I said, okay, there we go. So we'll maybe go back to one way the next week, but we may pray a little bit tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How many know there's power in corporate prayer? Amen? And it's a big deal. You know, I was watching, we were watching a special last night on President Reagan. Anybody remember President Reagan? It's a good president. Had lots of good presidents. Amen? And but what I notice a lot of times when I look back just those few years, because that's really not that many years ago, when I look back those few years, you notice some of the changes and some of the things that really didn't change that we think changed. You know, people may have got louder, but they're louder about the same things. Right? They may have got meaner, but they're meaner about the same things. Amen? You know, there are some things that's changed. I mean, I was with my daughter this week and yesterday, actually. We were talking about birthdays, and they were talking about how the person that's having the birthday, this has nothing to do with sermon anyway, this is an extra, gets stuff, but so that the other person doesn't get upset, the other sibling, you got to get them something too. What in the world? What's going on with that? You know what you got when I was a kid when it was your brother or sister's birthday? A piece of cake. Right? And you know what happened if you had a birthday party? Everybody bought you presents and they got a piece of cake. Right? You know what happened if you got second place? You didn't get a trophy. Right? If you got last place, you didn't get a trophy. You know, some things have changed. You know, something. You know, there's a lot more feelings. You know? And people are catering to feelings. And so there's a lot of things that have changed, but there's a lot of things that have not. But some of the things that have changed, even in our government and in the upper parts of our government, I was listening to this one of the stories that they were telling about President Reagan when he was shot. And he went to the hospital, and that was a much more serious thing than was ever put on the news. The news has changed. It's more nosy than it used to be. So we just don't watch it. But it's more nosy than it used to be. But needless to say, that was a much more serious situation. He almost died in that situation. But Tip O'Neill, who was the Speaker of the House at that time and would be considered his enemy, if you will, on the other side of the aisle, came to the hospital, kissed him on the head, and said, "Get better, good buddy. I'll see you soon." Yeah. See, now that's what should still be happening in our country today. That kind of respect, that kind of love. Even in disagreement, you don't have to be enemies. Right? You don't have to. The other side of America is still America. Right? Right? The other parts of the church are still the church. Go a little deeper towards home there. Right? You know, the things that we tend to let divide us now, we let divide us. We've chosen to let those things divide us. And those are the things that you have to watch out for, because those are the things that will pull you away from doing things God's way. You know, just like when we sing about being free tonight, we are free, but you know what we truly are free to do is love in a way that no one else could and a way you couldn't before you knew Him. We're free to actually express the heart of God to the world. That's a much more bigger deal than free to say what you want, do what you want, burn the flag if you want. You know what? There's freedoms that people have and they'll take. But I want to take the freedom to love people. I want to take the time to have joy in the midst of turmoil. I want peace when no one else is having it. That's what I want to be free to do. I want to be free to disagree with what somebody said without completely pushing them over there and saying, "You're a whole different company than me." You know what? Even if they aren't saved. Jesus died and rose again for them and me the very same way. Amen? So they're not, there are two camps in the world. There's God's and there's not God's. But the camp that's not God's can easily become God's. And our part isn't to keep them over there and talk bad about them. Right? Amen? Because if you get to watching things, you'll start feeling yourself divide away from things. You'll start feeling yourself pull back and look at things wrong. You'll take off your eyes of love and your heart of love, and you'll put on your judgment hat. Right? And when you put on your judgment hat, you can feel yourself getting mad. Right? Because some of the things, me and Kim watch TV, and then we see a commercial, and I try to flip the channel as quick as I can just so I don't see what that commercial is about. Right? Not only does it not fit well with me, I don't want to see it because I just don't want to see it, but the other thing is I don't want to judge. I don't want to judge. I'm not going to watch the news. You know what? I don't want to judge. Right? I know the Word of God. I know the truth. Amen? I know, let me put it this way. I know a lot of truth. There's a lot more I'm going to know. Amen? And I don't have to be led by my feelings, by what they say, what they do, or even their what they say making me mad and making me decide I need to pull back from that person. You might not need to be in the same camp with them, but you need to pray for them, right? If they're still on this earth and they're still breathing, your love for them should be as much as God's. Amen. And it's important that we as Christians get this right, because when we go and we split off and separate and say we're this and you're that, stay away from us unless you're gonna, I'm not even gonna say what I was gonna say. Amen. Here's what we are: people Jesus died for and rose again. Here's what they are: people Jesus died for and rose again. That's the two camps. One accepted, one hasn't yet. And as long as they're on the earth, they should be a hasn't yet, not a never gonna. Amen? Never gonna is judgment. Hasn't yet is love. Amen? So, what I got on my heart, and I know this is July 4th weekend, it's our independence in this nation, and this nation is a grand nation. This nation is a wonderful nation. The devil has tried to use the positive things of this nation to bring in negatives. But as the church, we can pray. We cannot change or veer from who we are or get away from what we do. Because when we do, we'll forget to love. Because as in your flesh, you don't want to love people that act that way. By the way, you did act that way. Before you knew this way, you went this way. Right? And so, tonight we're going to pray a little bit. And refresh our memories on some things. Look at 2 Timothy 3. These are things that shouldn't surprise us. 2 Timothy 3:1. Says, this know also, in the last days, perilous times will come. Now, perilous times doesn't mean perilous for somebody who's saved. Right? Because it doesn't matter what anything else that happens. Right? It doesn't matter. Nothing else that comes after this verse is bad unless you're not saved. So the way a Christian should look at it is, oh my, it's going to be more difficult for people to become saved in these things. So what do? We pray. So what's it say in verse 2? For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Now, I'm just going to tell you, I've been at the church and in the church for a few years now. I've seen some of that list inside the church.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Right? I've been guilty of some of this list inside the church. Why? Because you're a human. But how long can you be guilty? As long as it takes to change. Right? When you see yourself going these ways, it's time to change. You know, I know I was watching this kid just throw an absolute fit at his parents one time. And I was thinking how bad it would have been for me. Right? Had I had thrown that same fit, right? Some things have changed. Right? Not that kids have always thrown fits, but not to the level they do it now. Well, what's happened is it's magnified. It's magnified. But many of these things that you look at, you're like, yeah, that's happening today. It's been happening forever. There's nothing new under the sun. It may have grown taller. It may cover more acreage, but it's still the same plant. Amen? And the devil ain't coming up with anything new because he's not a creator. He's a thief. He takes ideas and he messes them up. Right? God created a human body perfectly and Satan took an idea and messed it up.
Right.
Amen? And so we're not looking at it as though God's letting these things happen. These are things that happen because sin's in the earth. Amen? Go back to our verses. You know, we read things like perilous and we go, perilous, peril. It's not perilous. You know, if the worst of the worst happened tomorrow, you'd go to heaven. And that, I mean, we're calling going to heaven worst. That's really, you can't even categorize that in worst. Amen? Said men will be unthankful, unholy. Verse 3. Without natural affection. Truth breakers. Anybody know, seen things like this recently? Well, as I was looking back, watching this, I saw it in 1988, 1986, 1984 also. Right? A lot of screaming. A lot of signs. A lot of people holding up signs. A lot of that going on. It was still going on in 1988. I was young and really dumb at that point. You know what I knew about that in 1988? Absolutely nothing, because I still didn't watch the news. Not for the right reason. I just didn't watch anything. I was too busy being me and doing my own thing. I was one of these people. Except for I wasn't disobedient to my parents. Very often. We don't want to lie, because at some point you were all disobedient to your parents. Right? Despiser of those things that are good. Traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Kind of explains why the churches aren't as full as they ought to be, huh? Easier to go do other things. Amen? But if you love God, it's easier to be at church. Because that's where your happy place is. If you find your happy place where God wants you, that's the happiest place in the world. Amen? Because where God wants you is where you need to be. Not only that, it's where your heart will be the happiest. Amen? I keep taking my verse down. I'm just not quick enough. I know why, because I'm so pretty, they want to get me back. I totally understand. Sell it on eBay, worth millions of dollars. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power. Now that one you see a whole bunch of in there, because they've taken love, made a whole new word out of it. If you don't operate the way they say, then you don't love. Right? That's like saying, if you discipline your children, you don't love them. No, you don't love them. You need to get them their participation trophy and their birthday gift, even when it's not their birthday. Because you don't love them if you don't. And it's almost like there's become a competition. Right? A competition in their vision of goodness. Right? The world's vision of goodness is not goodness. Right? The best thing that ever happened to you is you got instruction from God and you took it. Amen. Your first instruction was come to me. Amen. Come to me, all that are weary. That was your first instruction. When you followed that, it sets you on a path to follow Him in such a way that if you would stay on that path, that your joy would be full. You'd have life and life abundantly. You would never have to be worrying. Right? He's put us in a place where the things of this world wouldn't affect us unless we let them. Amen? Amen? They've got a form of godliness, but it has zero power. Why? Because they will die one day, and so will that. Our godliness, we will never die. Amen? Amen? Our form of godliness is God. And it's eternal and it never quits. From such, turn away. That's why I turn my TV off whenever something's on there I don't like. Just even if it's commercial, I just turn away because I don't want it in my spirit. Besides that, I really don't like seeing it. Yeah. Right? It's one thing to put it in your spirit. It's just something. One thing when it just makes your eyes say yuck. You know, when your mouth says yuck, it's one thing. But when it's so bad your eyes say yuck, they went too far. Keep going. Verse 6. This is the sort that creep into houses, lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with diverse lusts, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. People that never... God said, and we're going to read it, it's our prayer verse anyway, but one of the things He desires above all things, it's His will, that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. And so Satan can keep you from coming to the knowledge of the truth. If you don't know the truth, then the devil can deceive you. Amen? You may be still saved, but you can be deceived. And he's a wise, if you will, wise in his own way. He's cunning. He's subtle. And, you know, people think, well, he's a stupid old devil. Yes, he is, but he's been here a lot of years. And if you want to play with him in the flesh, you will get burned. That's why God said we don't war in the flesh. Our weapons are mighty through God. We're not going to war with him in the flesh. I've lost that battle many times, did whatever I wanted. Why? Because he deceived me. Right? Into believing I could do whatever I wanted. Amen? And so the knowledge of the truth is a big deal. And if you don't have that knowledge of the truth as a Christian, it puts you in a dangerous spot because what he's trying to get us to do is depart from the faith. He wants us to depart from the faith. He wants us not to be in the faith. Look at 1 Timothy 4, verse 1. It says, now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times... How many think we're in the latter times? Guess what? No matter how soon or how far away Jesus is from coming, we're later than it's ever been. Right? It's never going to be later today than it is right now until tomorrow. Amen? So we're in the latter times, and a lot of people say the latter of the latter times. You know what? I don't know that. Guess the best thing is to be ready. Then it really doesn't matter how long it is. Right? Because as long as I'm here, I'm going to love people. I'm going to care about people. I'm going to minister to people. I'm going to be a light no matter what I do. As long as I'm here, I'm going to serve God. And when I leave, I get to serve Him right in front of Him. Glory to God. So really for us, it shouldn't make a difference. But it says, in the latter times, some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Now right there, if you could go back or forward and you saw yourself doing this or being talked into this or have done this, you would go to the today and say, would you please pray for me that this doesn't happen? You would, if somebody told me a week from now I was going to depart from the faith, I would say, please pray for me. Because I do not want to depart from the faith. And for anybody that has departed from the faith in the church, we need to pray for them. We don't need to kick them out. We don't need to kick them down. They've been deceived by a doctrine of devils. And we don't want them, we don't want to separate them, say, oh, this is the deceived ones. Because guess what? You could be a deceived one. And we don't want to do that. Besides that, you want all the people agreeing together, praying together, being together. We want every person, nobody left out. Right? What's the strongest prayer? It's the prayer of agreement. And if you had that with millions of Christians, goodness sakes, we could change the world in an instant, couldn't we? Amen? Departs from the faith gives heed to seducing spirits. We don't want to exchange God's truth for a lie that fits our agenda or what somebody's talked us into believing. Amen? How many know there's only one Savior? Right? You're not going to vote in a new one. Right? There's never been one voted in all the democracy. There's never been a new Savior voted in. Not going to be one now. There's one Savior. And everybody needs Him. Everybody. Glory to God. And we don't want to get away from the truth, the knowledge of the truth. That's what so many get saved and they forget to learn the truth that makes them free. You're only as free as you know. Amen? You're literally only as free as you know. Somebody could unlock the door to the jail, never tell you you're free, but walk away. And if you don't ever push on the door, you'll never be out of there. You'll be in jail for a long, long time. Or if you never ask, yeah, I saw you unlock the door, am I free? Amen? Well, we're only as free as we know. The knowledge of the truth you know is what you free. What's what Jesus say? He said, you'll know the truth, so you'll have knowledge of truth. Basically then, the knowledge of that truth will make you free. Amen? And that's what we're looking for. Did I say 2 Timothy 4? Verse 3. For the time will come when, 2 Timothy 4, verse 3. Hopefully that one's right. Sometimes I confuse my computer. Yeah, there we go. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust they shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. What I'm trying to hit on here is the importance of us. Because if we go away after these things, then we won't pray. We won't pray right. We won't look to God for things. We'll just let it go. Because what? We only want to hear what we want to hear. We don't want to hear your version of this. We want to hear what we want to hear. Amen? We want the teacher to tell us what we want to hear. And if they don't tell us what we want to hear, we're going to go find a new teacher. And people say, well, I'd never do that. Don't say that. By the grace of God, we will not do that. Because people have done that. They've found a doctor. Why do you think there's so many small churches all over this country? And they got all kinds of different names on the door. And the thing is, what happened is somebody said one thing they didn't like. They said 100 things they did like, but one thing they didn't. They said, well, I'm just going to go start a new church. And so they went and started a new church. I don't know if God told them to do that or not, but if He didn't, I don't know how right that is. Guess what? We still love them. Right? But we don't want them to be on the outside. We want them to be together. We don't want the church to be fragmented. We want the church to be united. And when we unite in something, then we can accomplish things. Amen? And all these things, when you depart from the faith, when you change doctrines to fit your ears, that you're departing and separating yourself from the body of Christ. And what we want, I would want somebody to pray for me if they could see me doing this. In fact, as I told somebody one time, if you ever see me pulling back from Brother Moore and Mrs. Moore, getting upset and angry because of something they did or did not do, slap me. Slap me. Don't just pray for me. Slap me. Get me back in line because I'm missing it. And I'm not saying Brother Moore and Mrs. Moore are the Savior, but God put me here under this ministry, and God doesn't move you in madness. Right? He doesn't move you with discontent. He moves you with a new call. Amen? And unless I come to Brother Moore and Mrs. Moore and say, I think I got a new call, which, God, please don't know. I have nothing like that right now. I'm standing in my call. It's helping them, whatever it is they need. Amen? But I did. I told somebody, and they're in this room tonight. They know I told them. Get on to me. Come see me. Pull on me. Pray for me. Explain it to me one more time. Don't let me get out. And I know everybody that's ever done this and is already out will wish somebody had come and prayed for them, had come and encouraged them, had come and said, no, you're missing it. Don't do this. You need to come back. And you know, sometimes it works, and sometimes their heart's so hard you can't get them back. But it doesn't mean you quit praying for them. Aren't you glad that somebody prayed for you when you were running from God, when you were going a wrong direction? It's not time to quit praying for the church. Amen? The verse in 1 Timothy, which I think we're going to pretty quick, it doesn't say pray for kings and all those in authority. It says pray for all men and kings and all those in authority. Amen? Why? Because all men is who He loves. Kings and those in authority just happen to make it easier or harder for all men. Amen? Glory to God. Matthew 24:12. And if you go up in this chapter, it talks about wars and rumors of wars, earthquakes and diseases and all kinds of things that are happening, false prophets, things like that. All the things that it mentions in the chapters, in the verses above this, not good things, but things that will happen in the latter times, if you will. And they are happening, wars, rumors of wars. And yet, guess what? 1988? Yep. Still happening. Mm-hmm. Right? In 1984? Was still happening. Before President Reagan was here, 1980? Still happening. Right? Guess what? The president doesn't change and the people change with him. You still got people and we're still out there doing stupid things sometimes. Amen? Fact is, I saw some signs in 1984 in a protest that I think I still see today. Right? So nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. But that's why we can't change. As Christians, we don't want to be this right here. It says, because iniquity shall abound. And this word "and" in front of it is important because it connects it to every verse above it. And what he's literally saying, he's speaking to the people who are designed and given God's love in them. And he's saying, because of iniquity, because it shall abound, the love of many. I don't want to be in that many. Right? I don't want to be included in those many's. Amen? Because the love of many will wax cold. Why? The same thing that's happening today, and it's happening in the church. People are watching the news, and they're seeing the commercials, and they're seeing the TV shows, and they're seeing the trying to take away your sensitivity to this or that, and they're getting mad. Because why? Because iniquity's getting bigger. It's always been there. Just that we have news now on every channel. And we have people with opinions everywhere. I still haven't figured out why I would care somebody's political opinion that gets paid to play basketball. Have no idea why I need to follow their political opinion. And I wouldn't know why they would need to follow mine. Right? I don't understand that. I don't understand why we have so many opinions. I don't have an opinion. I have a God. He's got a truth, and I'm going to vote His truth. Amen? I'm not going to vote my opinion. I'm going to vote His truth. And that's what you got to find. This church has never told people who to vote for. They've told people to find the truth, find where God tells you to do, and do it. A lot of people don't like that. Okay. I'm okay. I feel okay. Amen? I feel like you still love me. I feel like people out here still love me. Right? Even if they disagree with me, they'll kiss me on the head and say, get better, good buddy. Right? Glory to God. That's why. Isn't that nice? I cried when I heard that story. I'm like, that is so cool. I don't think that would happen today. I want it to. We're going to pray tonight because those things can still happen. Because why? Because the love of God is still in the earth in the church. His love works in us and through us. And if we'll allow it to, these things can still happen. People that love that can be in office. Right? People that think that's a cool story, they can be in office. People that honor other people could be in office with them. Because that's what he was doing. It wasn't because he agreed. He almost, and if you go back, you could see it. He almost agreed with nothing President Reagan ever put out there. Absolutely nothing. But yet, he loved him. Glory to God. I like that. And that's the United States of America. That is why we're one nation under God. That is why. That's what brought this country to such a great place, and it's what will keep us here. Amen? It's what will keep us here. And we are that love. We are that buffer. We are that intercessor. We are that one that stands in the gap. Right? People say, oh, no, I'm going over here. Get in the gap. Get in the gap. Get in the gap, because we want some crossovers. Amen? We want people coming from both sides. Because you know what? There's just as many unsaved people on both sides. Right? They need to all meet in the gap. Glory to God. And we do not want our love to wax cold. It is what separates us from this world. The compassion for others separates us from this world. True compassion. Compassion that will do something. Not compassion that says, oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, I just feel horrible for you. See ya. No, compassion that will do something. Compassion that will pray for you. Compassion that will give you answers through the Word of God. Compassion, a love that doesn't look at you and judge you. Because that's the love that will change the world. That is the love that changed the world. Amen? Jesus came and had every right to judge every person. And he chose to love them instead. And then he said, you go do likewise. Amen? Thank you, Lord. Matthew 5, verse 9. How many children of God I got in here? Whew, got a bunch of peacemakers then. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Thank you, Lord. You know, if you look at the, and of course I love the Gospels, because I love to look at how Jesus handled things. Because you can't find that anywhere else, and there's nothing else like it. Because he walked perfectly in the love of God, and he did exactly what God's love led him to do and told him to do, and he never missed it one time. He never got upset and said, forget it. That's it. I don't like them. I'm not going to be nice to them. I don't know. I'll die for everyone else but them. Had he done that, he would have died for no one. But he died and rose again for all of us. Why? Because he chose not to judge. The only one that ever had the ability to judge chose not to. We're free to choose not to judge every day of our life. Every day of our life, we can wake up and never judge a person all day long. But you have to purpose to do it. You have to purpose to do it. Amen? Amen. 1 Timothy 1. Verse 18, you know, a lot of people start in 1 Timothy 2, 1, but I like to see how it got there. Because at the end of 17, it says amen. So I have to assume he was done talking about that subject at the end of verse 17. And so he started a new thing here, and he said, "This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them might war a good warfare." In other words, I'm going to tell you what to do. I'm going to tell you how to do it according to prophecy, that you might war a good war while you're on this earth, that you might fight a good fight. Verse 19, holding faith and a good conscience, which some have put away. What's he got? He's already talking about people who have departed from the faith. Right here, what's he saying? You can't depart from the faith. You got to stay in the faith. The church has got to stay in the faith. We can't lose people departing from the faith. And he said, I want you to hold on to faith and a good conscience, which some have put away concerning faith, and have made shipwreck, of whom Hymenaeus... Look at that. I don't know if it's right or not, but it sounded very professorish. Professorish. Very professorish. Hymie and Alex, how about that? You know what we want to call them? Brothers in Christ, and they need to be prayed for. Amen. He delivered them unto Satan, that they can learn not to blaspheme. In other words, these people slipped away from the faith and started talking about stuff that wasn't true about God. Amen. They started saying things that were a lie in the face of truth. And that's what you can't do. Verse 21, chapter 2, verse 1. Okay, so this is what he said, I commit to you. And now he's down to this. He said, here's what I'm committing to you. I exhort, therefore, what's he saying? That first of all, supplications, prayers, and this is how important prayer is. He's not just saying pray for all the bad things going on in the world. He's saying pray for Christians, pray for all men, pray for kings and those in authority. I want you and the church to pray. Why? Because only you can with a heart that will make a difference. No one else can. So I'm committing this to you, Timothy, that I exhort, therefore, first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, giving of thanks be made for all men. Who are we praying for? All men. Men that are confused about their sexuality? Yep. Right? Woo. Men that vote differently than you? Yep. Men that talk bad? Yep. Men that go to the wrong places. Yep. Men that have messed up their marriages. Yep. Why? All forgivable. Why? Because you have love. You have the one weapon that has no weapon against it. There is literally no weapon against it. Amen? Men that have walked where they shouldn't walk. Men that have walked away from God. Men that never knew God. We're praying for all men. Amen? We're praying for all men. What's he saying? I'm going to guess politics weren't any better back then than they are now. Because then he goes straight. He says, you need to pray for the king. You need to pray for the king. And you pray for all those in authority. Why? They got a tough job. They got a tough job. It's corrupt where they are. They're pulled and pushed by so many things. They're manipulated by things. And they don't always hear truth, but it sure sounds good. That's how people get deceived. Truth that's not truth, but it sure sounds good. If you really loved, you know, what people always say when you tell them that God didn't do that, they say, well, I thought he was a God of love. I thought all he did was love. That's all he does do. It's just your vision of love's messed up. He said a loving God would have never let that happen. A loving God would give you the freedom to choose so that you could choose him. Amen? But the world, they've got these fine-sounding arguments, and they want you to get involved in them, and they deceive Christians with them, and the Christians depart from the faith. How many people do you know that you've been close to in your Christian walk, and they're not even following God anymore? I'm not saying they're unsaved, but they're not following God. You guys know any about it? I know several. I'm not saying that they're walking away from God. I'm saying they're not doing anything. They're not excited about God anymore. They don't care. They don't even go to church. They don't talk about Him. If you bring Him up, if you see Him out and you bring Him up in a conversation, they'll change it. It's uncomfortable. Those people need prayer. They need to come back in. We need to pray for those people that they would renew that knowledge of the truth that they knew and gain knowledge of more truth, the truth that God loves you and God desires to love through you and He wants to do great things no matter what you've done to get yourself in that position, no matter what sin you committed or what sin you didn't commit, you just decided to walk away. It doesn't matter. He wants to use you. People say, well, if you get this happening in your life, He'll never use you again. That's just not true. He'll use you tomorrow if you repent. He'll use you the next minute if you'll repent. And I've talked way longer than I wanted to because we want to spend some time praying. I exhort, therefore, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercession, giving and thanks be made for all men, for kings and all those in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life. What? Peacemakers. Peaceable life and godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. What? This that He's committing to Him, that He exhorts people that first of all they pray. That they pray for people, that they love people, that they take the time to love people. And He says, this is good and acceptable, who will have to in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. What's the truth? That there's one God. What's He wanting them to see? There's one God. There's one Savior. There's only one God. There's only one mediator. He's not just trying to say this is the only way. He's saying quit looking other ways. I want them to quit looking for something else because I am the way. This is the way to get. You want to pray for them that they'll see that there's only one God. That they'll not be deceived and drawn away and say, well, you know, their God seems nice. Well, they seem happy and they've got a whole different God. You know what? If they're got some false happy now, they ain't going to be happy later. Amen? There's one mediator between God and man, the man, Christ Jesus, who gave Himself a ransom for all, what's He saying? All men, to be testified in due time. Glory to God. So we want to pray tonight. Let's stand up and let's pray. We want to pray for our nation. We do want to pray for our leaders. But we want to pray for the body of Christ in the church, that we will begin to make right choices, and we will love one another and encourage one another and bring one another to a better place all the time. All the time. Bring one another. Don't let people get out there and say, well, I don't like that he didn't say enough about that. Or Brother Moore was talking about this just the other day, that people were upset because he didn't say enough about either one way or the other. That should never divide the church. Right? That's opinions that don't matter in the face of the love of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Pray this with me. Father God, we thank you for your goodness, for your mercy, for your love towards us, for your love in us, and your love through us. And Lord, we pray tonight for this nation, for the world. Lord, we pray tonight for your church, your body here on the earth. And Lord, we ask for your help. And Lord, if we've separated ourselves, if we've departed in any way, disconnected from where you joined us to, Lord, if we'd allowed our hearts to be discontent or divided over petty things, Lord, help us, forgive us, and show us more truth, more light. Help us to receive by faith. Help us to be encouragers to those who have departed, to those who have slipped away, to those that were in the body of Christ and chose to separate for one reason or another, for those who were deceived or confused or hurt. Lord, we pray for them. We pray for them tonight that they would come back in a strong way through your love, through your mercy, through your goodness. Help them, Lord. Help them to come back. Help us to help one another, that it not be awkward, but it'd be easy to come right back in and pick up right where you left. And Lord, we thank you for that. And Lord, we do pray for our leaders in this nation and all over the world. Lord, many of our leaders don't know you or don't know your truth. But because of their position, we honor them tonight by praying for them. First and foremost, we pray for their salvation, that if they do not know you, that they would come to know you, that they would receive Jesus as Lord of their life, and they would begin to walk in that light, gaining knowledge of your truth daily. And Lord, we pray that all those things that have continued to divide and separate, not just disagreements, but intolerance, Lord, we pray that people in leadership positions would be surrounded by people of love, people of faith, people that would give them good counsel, wise direction, people that would witness to your goodness, give them answers that only you could give. Help them to be surrounded, laborers into the force, into the fields of the political arena, all houses, the president's house. Lord, every place that affects men, Lord, we pray for your help in these people. Lord, that they would see truth and they would follow, that they would not continue to walk in deception and being deceived. Lord, we pray that they would see your truth, that they'd not continue to be manipulated by coalitions and other things, lobbies, money, but they would be moved by truth, by right. Lord, that in their position, you would use them to better this nation, to keep it going under your hand, your blessing, your grace, your mercy. Lord, there are Christians, men and women of God, all over the political arena, in every state and in this nation. And we pray that if they've gotten angry, if they've separated themselves, if they've started on a deceptive path, a confused vocabulary, that you will bring them back. Send people through your Spirit. Help them to see right. Help them to know truth. And help them to speak with favor and grace that can be received by all those around them. Help them to love their enemies, those they disagree with. Help them to walk in the class and the honor that their office requires. And Lord, we pray for all men, all those all over this world, in this nation, in the rest of the world, those that don't know you, we pray for their salvation. We ask you, the Lord of the harvest, send laborers into the fields. Lord, change their hearts of men that are called to be evangelists, missionaries, preachers. Lord, change the hearts of men, women, called to have a Bible study, called to have a fellowship, called to be a friend, called to be a buddy in the faith of God. Lord, speak to our hearts and send us out into all the areas that we're to be, and that we would speak your word in love, in truth, and we would love and have joy and be a light and be salt and be at the places that you've led us to be, doing the things that you're leading us to do. Lord, help us, the body of Christ, the laborers in the earth, as you send us forth, help us to realize wherever we are, we're the light in that place. We're the salt in that room. We are the love of God in this earth. And help us to be conscious of that calling daily, and allow your love to guide us, to speak through us, to show us everything we should do, that we'd not get sidetracked, lose focus, be deceived or confused in any way, but that the most important job is the call you've given us to love men, to love all mankind, and to show your truth and your goodness and shine your light to the world. And Lord, we pray that you would give us utterance to pray tonight as one body of believers in agreement together concerning these things, concerning the governments, concerning the church, concerning the people, and concerning your people. Shondoro masite esikiaro nono bokoshne diriatro nende shtiatele nondro andre misite nila nanagonda nanamasite shiara de kosna mrandras niashele nerendro socore mondas nariashele no andro sombrasne kerendre sidiato shondoro masatele nerendro sondoro koshna Moram rasandriato terande siato oram rasakale narandro sondishne nishe andro sote conandra sandrisne ishele corante merendiatoshne morandro socoste mesende miagato socope etile niaro no ora no andro no ombra Nor andrisne, ner endro sote, nebre stianto, cor andra stiate, mo ambrasilete, cere endriasonte, ne nire niano, nor ambrasatisne, disce esso contra, mor androsile il androstote, nor ambrasatisne. Pray this with me, Father God. We ask that as the times draw near, the latter days, we ask, help us to increase in your love, to grow on fire with your love, that we may never wax cold, that our love, the love of this many, would be strong and be faithful to the end, that we would not be moved by the things going on, but we would see them just as you did, as sheep without a shepherd, helpless and harassed, and we would love them. Shondoro masite, ese que ango, nora androsoteshne, mresiantishna, nisingeato, nora ambrasile, nishkandrosonte, mayato o shingala, noyandrasti brasile, nilandrosne, mrandeasto, o sengresne, nelandrosne, parandroske, eschendresote. Pray this with me, Father God. All those who have departed, who've left, who've moved away, who've distanced themselves, Lord, we pray for them. We know they would want us to. If they could see who they've joined themselves to and who they've separated themselves from, they would come back. So we pray, send people through your Spirit to minister your love, your peace. Set them at one again with you and with their brothers and sisters. Shondoro masite, sike angote, nalandro sondeshne, miato shokonde, dandrisne breshote, emrendriasto, tondes diasheke, shelandosno brasatile, neandrosno brasikeato, oram brasitashno, brondan disakiste, dashekekonte, norandrosoprasne, nelandrosotoshne, mesheangote, norandrosote, neanto shotoromasne, eshele kiadosto kumbrasto, neato shondrosme diashete, nilandosne, neakote, nerambroste. Pray this with me, Father God, and we pray that within the body of Christ, forgiveness would be on top. Lord, that judgment would not come, that we would refuse to judge, and we would choose to love and forgive. And Lord, help us to watch our words, to choose them wisely, that we might not bring offense in the wrong place. And we bind up the enemy from confusing our words, from interfering in our communications. And we will walk by faith, and we will walk in the Spirit, and we will speak truth in love to one another. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You got a song, Jackie? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you.
Oh, that you will live.